This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Second date update.
There's a new trend that's happening right now where people online are posting dating wrapped videos. Have you guys
really
seen that?
Like your Spotify wrapped, but like, wait, how many matches and stuff you got?
Yeah, like an end of the year recap of their dating life from the past 365 days.
I feel like that could go really wrong.
No, but it's like who you swipe on, what you don't, like who you, you know.
Yeah, it's just
or
it's
like
just
the type of person,
like the total amount of dates that you tried for the past year, and you're patting yourself on the back for getting out there.
Okay, it's not about the failure.
And today's caller Kelly mentioned in her email that she's dated around a lot over the past year, so our producer asked if she could give us a dating rap for herself.
All right.
So we're gonna hear that in a second. First, Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on with us. We want to hear about what's your dating rap. Briefly for us, if you can.
Every time you say rap, I wonder to like break out.
Yeah,
like
don't. We don't need the hip hop version.
Yeah, the night. Yeah, I went on the date.
Thank you, Jose. That's what I wanted.
Just I can give you a beat if you need.
It would make the rap way more cooler.
Just a quick breakdown. What was your dating life like last year?
Yeah, that's funny. I wish I could rap my raps, but it was 16 first dates total.
Okay.
Mostly Americans. I had 2 Australians, one Irish guy, one guy who I don't know what his accent was, but I think he may have been homeless also, or just
did they put that in the rap, or is that your version?
Homeless accent. You just pick up accents from everywhere he's been.
Wow.
No judgment.
So that's good. It sounds like you're keeping your options open. Was there anything more? What did you think about the 16 guys that you were with?
That sounds really
don't
weird,
say
Jeff.
It like that.
Don't clip that, please.
Okay, you're so judgy.
You know what I meant. Of the 16 guys you met separately during the year.
Thank you, Jeff.
How did they go?
Yeah, you know, like out of the 16, 6 made it to a second date.
Okay.
Out of those 6, only 3 made it to a third date or more.
All right.
Now, of all the guys, 2 flat out rejected me right after the date.
Okay.
8 were like mutual ghostings. 3 I rejected and told them it just wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
And 1 blocked me like immediately after the date, but he was a little sus. I think he might have been married.
Oh God.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Nothing you did wrong there.
Yeah.
Other than go out with him, I suppose.
Alexis, looking back at her 16 first dates, how would you grade her overall experience?
Not looking good, but 1/16 for being blocked, like that's not bad, right?
1/16.
And the silver lining.
And it wasn't for something she did.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like that angle. That's a good aspect or outlook, I mean.
Yeah, and out of the 16, I only had to pay half on like one of them. And I'm really old fashioned and I prefer the guy to pay. That's just how my mom and dad taught me.
You're not old fashioned, you're cheap, let's be honest. I mean, I get it.
You could be both.
It's just how it was. And I cried over 2 guys last year and ended up with 0 serious relationships.
Well, Jose and I do make a lot of women cry when they listen to this show.
Oh, yeah, we do.
So, Kelly, none of the 16 guys worked out, but now apparently you say there's a new guy, and that's why you reached out to us.
Yeah, there's a new guy. I was hopeful. I don't know yet. His name's Steve. It was like an online match. And it was just a casual date. It was really like less than an hour, like a 40 minute.
Oh, so you went out with him already?
Yeah, we just got Cuban sandwiches from this little sandwich shop and just went to the park and just ate and talked. And we were by this playground with kids running around. And
why is that important? Is that significant in some way? The playground?
She's like, that's my kid.
No.
It's a lot of information coming at us. I mean, there's sandwiches, there's a park, there's a playground, there's children. Does that sound like a good date? First, like... Overall, Alexis?
No kids around, no.
No, but the sandwiches. Sandwich is okay.
Sandwich is okay.
Yeah. I mean, Cuban
and honestly, if the
fire.
Playground was empty, I'd play on it. But it's the kids that are there.
That's
probably
okay.
Me.
That would be a fun date, playing on the playground.
Okay.
That would be a fun date. That would be. No, it was really just kind of a lunch date, really, because like the sandwiches were really messy. And at one point he was like, you got something on your face. And I was like, oh, where? And he was like, he pointed to like my entire lower half. And he was like, everywhere under your nose.
Oh my God.
That means he's paying attention. You know, he's looking at you.
You have like a mustard
honestly,
beard.
Honestly, I'm not even joking. When I met my husband, I didn't realize I carried so much food on my face until I met that man. And I was like, he always has something to point out.
Oh, that's kind of
like,
cute.
No one else before him ever said anything.
It's
which
amazing
is kind of an insult.
How the women on this show can spin anything into a positive for another woman.
I mean,
you heard the odds, Jeff. We have to.
I don't think that's bad. Okay. I mean, how'd you guys end it?
After we ate, we were just kind of like, oh, if we had a Frisbee, we'd throw it. But we just kind of, he kind of like picked up a stick and was kind of playing with it. And then
just throwing a stick. Go get it. Go get it.
You played fetch with your date?
I mean, it got a little awkward. You know, I was really hoping he'd say like, you know what, let's just go grab a drink and proceed to like a nighttime thing. And he's so cute. I'm sure he gets a lot of attention from women on the app. So
well, he doesn't sound very good at a date. No. I mean, he didn't even bring a Frisbee.
He didn't
anything.
Even eat at a sandwich place. He went to a park.
Yeah,
I know.
Why is the man in trouble for paying for the sandwich? She's the one that ate it sloppily on the date.
I'm just saying that I don't think he's getting hit on as much as she thinks because he is not as experienced as he should be. Which is a good sign.
I'm sure it's the man's fault somehow, but let's prove it when
we come back.
Yeah.
We're going to call Steve for you and try and get you your second date update right after this.
If your name is Steve, you better pick up, okay?
All right, hold on.
Second date update.
I feel like in the first part, we definitely missed something.
What did we miss?
And by we, I mean Brooke.
Okay. Why did I know that we were going there?
Brooke was adamant that even though the guy is the one not calling Kelly back, and Kelly said herself he's very good looking and must get a lot of attention on the dating apps, and Kelly's the one that had sandwich pieces all over her face. Brooke heard all of that and says, nope, the guy is a bad date planner. I bet no women want to go out with him.
No, I didn't say no women. I just said I don't think that he's as wanted as she thinks. I'm trying to hype her up, okay? She has something to offer on this table, and he is going to... Maybe he was too intimidated by how awesome she is, you know?
The sandwich all over her face
was
too intimidating.
Listen, I've gotten food on my face. It shouldn't stop anything.
Okay.
But you know?
Eat politely once on one of your dates. Try that. But look, the whole thing is, Kelly really liked the guy that she met up with, Steve. Yeah. They did a casual date in the park with Cuban sandwiches. They tossed a stick back and forth. It was a great time.
The stick was a little strange.
I mean, they weren't sure what else to do. It was short, though.
Yeah.
And so now, afterwards, she's hoping to get one more shot with him because he's been kind of ghosty.
Yeah. Have you heard from him at all, Kelly?
I haven't. And now I'm nervous because I was really sloppy. Maybe I grossed him out. I don't know.
Drunk or just the sloppiness of food all over you?
The passion that you had going into that sandwich is what it is.
It was really good.
Brooke is like understanding completely.
If you could do that to a sandwich, just imagine what else you could do.
That is right, Jeffrey. Okay. We are here to hype her up.
It's against the law to love a sandwich?
Yeah, it's disgusting. All right.
Hopefully, I love you, Brooke.
I really hope that's not what he says, but here we go. I'm going to dial his number. We'll see what he has to say. Let's do it.
Hello?
Hey, we're looking for Steve.
Speaking.
And, hey, Steve. I said we because you're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Hey, Steve. How you doing, man?
Uh, but you're from the radio.
Mm-hmm. And podcast. Right, podcast too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got a good podcast.
We are multifaceted here.
Yeah, we're in the future with our entertainment, but we're focused on you right now because one of our listeners went on a date with you the other day and really had a good time, wants to see you again, but that hasn't quite happened yet, and she's not sure why. Her name's Kelly.
Oh, man.
Okay.
He meant, oh, man, yes.
Yeah.
No,
that still doesn't sound good.
Well, the fact that you're not reaching out for another date is kind of hinting that you're not interested, but we're not sure if that's true or not. We want to know what you think about Kelly.
Sure, yeah.
She's very nice. Like, Kelly's cool. You know, I just don't think it's going to work out.
Okay, is there a reason? I mean, you went into it thinking that it could work out, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, like, we got some food and then we went to the park and
she said that.
It just started to get a little weird, but like, you know, I don't want to blow up her spot. Like, I don't even know you guys, so.
See, we didn't hear anything like weird. She said she had like some food or something on her face, but nothing stood out to be weird.
But maybe that's weird to him, you know? Like, maybe it's weird to him to have a female have food all over their face.
No, actually, I thought that was kind of cute.
See, I told you guys, not a turnoff.
I would have licked it off.
Okay. What was the issue? You said it was weird.
Yeah, what's...
Yeah, I'm like, so, you know, we were sitting on the bench, we're chilling, and there's like a playground, you know, that's in this park that we're in. And
She randomly mentioned that to us too.
Yeah.
And so there's like a bunch of kids playing and all of a sudden she points and she's like, oh my God, look, imagine if we had that many kids and those were all our kids running around. And there were like, I don't know, like 8-10 kids playing on the playground.
Oh my God.
So she was describing a nightmare, right? Like that's how she meant. Like imagine how chaotic our life would be.
She sounded thrilled.
Oh, thrilled.
Oh.
Okay, so that's a red flag to you?
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've known you for, like, 20 minutes, and now we're having 8 kids together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, in her defense, I will say it sounds like maybe she was just trying to fill the void. Like, maybe there was, like, an odd... Because she said, it kind of died at the end, your guys' date. Maybe she was just trying to, like, I say dumb things. Like,
Could you understand that point of view, maybe, Steve?
I mean, I guess I could, but she started getting, like, really into it.
Oh.
She was, like, naming them.
Oh, boy.
There was, like, this other one weird thing where she wasn't feeling one of the kids, and she was like, he's not playing nice. We would put him up for adoption.
Okay, she's obviously kidding, guys.
Well, that should be a positive for you because you don't want that many kids.
Then you would only have 7.
There you go. Yeah. You're getting closer to your goal.
She didn't say she was a good mother of 8.
That's a good point.
Just a mother.
Okay. But it sounds like it was all that conversation kind of scared you, was too much for you.
Joking or not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, yeah.
But if she was joking, maybe you could work it out.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's a perfect person to find out whether or not it was a joke. That's Kelly, who's on the other line right now waiting to talk to you.
Wait,
Steve.
Kelly's here?
Yeah, Kelly and her 7 children.
Oh. No.
Say hi.
Oh, did she give another one up for adoption? Are we down to 6 now?
Yeah, ever since you heard that.
Yeah.
Kelly, you there?
Yeah, Steve, it's Kelly. I'm like fuming. I am so offended.
Oh,
yes,
what?
Because, and you know what? This is why, now I realize why I had 16 unsuccessful dates last year. It's because they were all like you, Steve, like
what?
Emotionally and intellectually stunted.
Why are you upset? Why are you so mad?
Yeah.
Because, my God, Brooke, you were totally right. Steve, you suck at planning a date.
That's what I meant. I'm just trying to hype you up, not tear him down.
Oh, no. Look what happened.
Listen, if you even had, like, an ounce of a sense of humor, like, you would get that I was obviously joking. And I was, for you to actually think that I was serious, like, oh, my God. Like, you must be a narcissist. That you would think I would meet you for 40 minutes and suddenly want to have your babies.
All right, Okay. I think we're going down a path we don't need to go down any farther.
Yeah.
You weren't happy with Steve's response there, Steve? Are you there?
Zero.
I'm still here. Barely, but I'm still here.
Would you like to respond to any of the allegations just hurled against you?
I thought you guys were all going to have a big laugh about how it was a miscommunication.
Yeah. He's going to go, you were kidding.
Steve, bottom line, you planned a boring date, and now I'm paying the price for it.
Okay.
Oh.
like backfired on you?
That's not.
Steve, do you see your date as
next
being boring?
Next time, I'm not going to go for just the looks. Like, I was, I thought you were super cute. I ignored the fact that you were.
No,
I
don't know. I hyped her up too much.
No, look what you created.
Yeah. I know.
What kind of radio show is this? You just trash dudes all morning?
No.
Like, what's going
it depends on?
On
how many drinks Brooke has had for the day.
I was just trying to make her feel better about you not calling her. And now, I don't know. I think that this was already happening and I didn't realize it.
You know, you don't have to tear somebody else down just to try to make somebody else feel better.
Fine. That's a good life lesson, Steve. I agree with you, all right? I wasn't trying to tear you down. I don't know. I didn't know she'd be so mad.
Did.
I didn't think you said anything wrong, Steve.
Those are thoughts that should have happened before you said the terrible thing.
Well, me either. I'm just being honest.
Okay.
Oh,
all right,
wow.
Let's everybody be honest with everybody.
This is a good chance to have Steve admit that maybe he didn't plan the best first date.
Sure.
Yeah, he didn't.
Okay.
Okay, no, we know.
Okay, and maybe Kelly didn't make the best conversation trying to invent an entire family of eight 20 minutes into the conversation.
Own that, Kelly, own that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that I was so bored that I had to use my freaking imagination.
Okay, that was an apology.
I mean, I don't think it was.
You could have imagined the kids in like a sweatshop or something instead.
Oh, oh, what? Don't put more thoughts out there.
It's like, that wouldn't have been a red flag, would it?
Brooke's trying to get her business plan going. Yeah. So, Steve, if you're hearing what I'm hearing, then you probably see the same thing as me, which is potential for true love. And that's why we would be delighted to send you out on another date that we would pay for.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're on the same page.
Messy sandwiches and all, put it on our tab.
Okay.
That's true. Go get
adoption fees, Brooke is going to cover that.
Yep,
one.
Sure.
What do you say?
No, I'm not going out with her again. I don't know what she's talking about. She went on 16 failed dates. Ew. Like, what? Like this woman is a little out there for me.
Yeah, that's right.
Only one blocked her, though. Only one.
It's about to be two.
Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry, Kelly.
Say goodbye to Steve forever.
All right, Kelly. Someone will get your humor someday.
Yeah.
No, it's okay, Brooke. You know, you're absolutely right. This guy knows nothing about planning, and he should absolutely own this.
Oh, God.
You too, girls.
You've ruined hope for all women, Brooke. Congratulations.
Not what I meant.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
That call was a great example of the power that Brooke's words have with our listeners.
I don't know what went so wrong. I really don't.
You don't know?
I don't know how I went from trying to hype somebody up, like... I don't know.
You weren't hyping anybody up, though. You were pushing the guy down to hype her up.
I wasn't trying to.
Because play it out. At the end of the first part, Brooke could have said, okay, you guys did like a sweet little date in a park out in nature. Aww. He got you a meal. You guys spent time talking and getting to know each other.
She was feeling self-conscious because she's like, this is a really hot guy and he's probably got tons of girls. And I'm like, nah, the guy doesn't even bring a Frisbee to a date. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, you call the guy boring because he didn't book a midnight laser light show with free drugs or whatever types of dates that you're into. And look what happened.
Holy cow.
Immediately hopped on to Brooke's opinion, blew up into a tirade against every man who's ever let her down ever. It's a good reminder that we, and when I say we, I mean you again, Brooke,
that we
need to stay open-minded. If it's not your ideal cup of tea first date idea, doesn't mean other people can't enjoy it.
I just was trying to make her feel better, Jeff. Yeah. How many times do I have to tell you that?
Don't.
It's not
worth it. Let other people feel sad
sometimes. Me? I've gotten to a fast food burger place with a BOGO coupon on a first date and still gone out with a guy again. I don't care.
Okay.
Everybody lower your standards as low as Brooks are, and your dating life couldn't possibly be bad. All right.
Just saying.
We're just saying we can try and help you with your date life.
Yeah.
Email the show if you ever need help. We'll call that person who isn't calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.